Well, hello everyone, and greetings in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. This is your radio evangelist, Minor Hawk, thanking God for the privilege I have of telling forth a wonderful story of redeeming love. And we're going to open up the broadcast today with a lovely tune, and perhaps some of you won't consider it a gospel tune, but it's a lovely tune nonetheless, and it's entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I, for one, sure thank God today for the friend that sticketh closer than a brother, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And friend, those of us who are saved today, we're as sure of heaven as though we were already walking the street of gold. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us those words of assurance in John's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 27. Here's what he says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Well, friend, I trust that all of you listening to my voice today will just take a break from whatever you've been doing and listen to the Word of God. You know, it seems as though people today are just too busy to listen to the Word of God. Yes, they've got time for sports and business, time for pleasure, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Well, friends, on this Voice of the Gospel program, I seek to bring before the unsaved listener the significance of listening to God's Word. After all, if I don't substantiate what I say with chapter and verse, then I couldn't blame anyone for not giving heed to what I say. But friend, when I tell you what God says, and when he says something, you'd better listen, because he's the one with whom we have to do. Not only that, but God promises to bless his word. In Isaiah 55 and 11, we're told that God's word shall not return unto him void. Again, in Romans 3 and 4, we're told that let God be true and every man a liar. So that's it, friend. You as an individual creature of God, if you're ever going to be in God's heaven, you must give heed to the Word of God. Now in this regard, I want to tell you that if you don't give heed to God's Word, if you don't listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say, then the alternative is the judgment of God. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in John chapter 12 and verse 48, He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Let us ask God's blessing on the broadcast. Our gracious God and our Father in heaven, we bow our hearts in thy presence today to thank thee again for thy beloved Son. We thank thee, our God, for his condescending grace, for his perfect walk while here upon the scenes of time. But our God, we thank thee most of all for his death at Calvary's cross. And Father, we pray thy blessing upon thy word about to be read and spoken from today. And Lord, should there be any listening in out in radio land who've never been saved and born again, may it please thee by thy Holy Spirit to bring both conviction and conversion to their soul. Save them before it's eternally too late. We'll be careful to give thee all the thanksgiving and praise, for we ask it in the name of him whom thou delightest to honor, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, friends, there may be someone listening in today, and you're wondering just who I am. Maybe there's someone saying, well, are you trying to start a new religion? Or what church or denomination are you connected with? Who are you anyway? Well, friend, I'm only a sinner saved by the grace of God. And all that I am, in fact, all that I ever hope to be, I claim through faith in the blood of God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. This program is not sponsored by any church or denomination. I'm here to tell just like it is. And I'm here to tell you that if you've never been saved and born again, and if you die in that spiritual condition, you'll drop into the place that Jesus Christ calls hell. No, I'm not here to please anyone but God. You know, in Galatians 1 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul says, Do I seek to please men? If I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Again, he tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, We are allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. Even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who trieth our hearts. Now, friends, I'm going to take a couple of minutes today to tell you what I believe. Now, these things I believe with all my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ was and is the Son of God. I believe that he came from heaven. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin called Mary, and he lived a sinless life while down here on earth. I believe that nearly 2,000 years ago, he died on the old rugged cross for my sin and for your sin too. I believe that he was buried, and 3 days later he arose from out amongst the dead and now sits at the right hand of his Father God in heaven. I believe that this book called the Bible is without question or reservation the divinely inspired Word of God, and for that reason I make absolutely no apology for it. I believe every word in it from Genesis 1 to Revelation chapter 22. I believe in the priesthood of all true believers in Christ. I believe in the Lordship of Christ. I believe that all Christians should be gathered unto the name and person of God's beloved Son, according to Matthew 18 and 20, for worship, praise, and ministry of the Word of God. I believe in water baptism by total immersion for those who are saved or born again. I believe in remembering the Lord's death by partaking of the bread and the cup every Lord's day. I believe in the existence of a literal heaven again, as well as in the existence of a literal hell to shun. And friends, I believe in preaching the gospel. Yes, I believe in redeeming the time by telling forth the wonderful story of redeeming love. Because you know, my friend, the coming of the Lord is very, very near. Yes, the next great event on the prophetic calendar of God is the second coming of Christ, which could be today. And friend, there need be not one prophecy fulfilled before the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Now, these are some of the things that I consider very important. There are many other scriptural truths that I hold dear, but this will give you some ideas to what I believe. Now, perhaps there's someone listening in today and you're thinking, well, I believe those things too. And I would just love to go to a church or a place of worship where they believe and preach that way. Well, listen, friend, you can. Yes, if you want to know where there's a group in your area which believes what I've just stated and where the gospel is preached without fear or favor of men, just like I preach it, then you write to me and I'll tell you where that particular group is meeting today. Yes, they're meeting in your area even today. Just send me your name and address. Just send it to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15134. Now, before we open the Bible today, we're going to listen to one more tune. It's a beautiful song entitled, More Love to Thee. And friends, today I want to bring before you one verse of Scripture as we find it in the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Yes, he was writing to the assembly at Corinth. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, here's what the Apostle Paul says. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Let me repeat that. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And the Lord will bless to us the public reading of his word. Well, friends, here in our text for today, 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15, we have what I, at least, consider to be one of the most beautiful expressions of appreciation ever recorded in the word of God. Yes, the Apostle Paul, a former persecutor of Christians who was saved on the road to Damascus, as recorded in Acts chapter 9, is telling the Christians in the assembly at Corinth how pleased he is with their generous stewardship and fellowship in the gospel. And then he reminds them how good and gracious God has been to them all. Then his heart seems to be overflowing with praise and gratitude as he exclaims, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Now, friends, today, with the help of the Holy Spirit of God, I'd like to present to you God's unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in doing so, I will emphasize his unspeakable love, his unspeakable life, and his unspeakable death. Now, first of all, let's take a look at his unspeakable love. And friends, as I've said many times before, I feel grossly inadequate when it comes to the unspeakable love of God. Yes, and the unspeakable love of Christ. No, I can't understand how God could part with the darling of his bosom and send him forth to die on the cross for my sin. I can't understand how he could be stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. No, I can't understand how the Son of God could become a son of man, so that you and I, who are sinful sons of men, could become the sons of God. And friends, he willingly shed his precious blood for our sin at Calvary's cross. But friend, the answer is love. That's the answer. That's the bottom line. The unspeakable love of God. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, I believe we have the best scriptural answer or definition given for the meaning of love. Here's what we read. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Again, in verse 19 of that same chapter in John's epistle, here's what we read. We love Him because He first loved us. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And finally, I think of the best known verse in all the Bible, that memorable utterance by the Lord Jesus Christ when He was speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And in verse 16, here's what we read. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Now, friends, if you don't remember anything else I say today, I want you to remember this. You are the object of God's love. And if you drop into a lost sinner's hell, it won't be because you're a murderer or a thief or a harlot or a church-going hypocrite. Ah, no, my friend. If you end up in the lake of fire, it will be because you've spurned the love of God which was manifested in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Yes, the Holy Spirit of God even now may be striving for your soul. And the reason He is seeking to win you to Christ is found in 2 Peter 3 and 9. There God says, the Lord is long-suffering or patient to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Again, we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 that God would have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Yes, my friend, regardless of how great a sinner you may be, and regardless of how long you've been on your way to hell, and regardless of whether you're a Catholic, Protestant, or Jew, don't ever lose sight of the fact that God loves you. God loves you. On the other hand, you must remember that God is a holy and just God. And if you, as a sinner, refuse to accept God's love, which was manifested in the death of His Son, then you, my friend, must be prepared to pay the price for your own sin. Yes, if you rebel against the love of God, then you must realize that you are inviting the wrath of God. We're told that in John chapter 3 and verse 36. This is a verse which I've often said contains the spiritual condition of all mankind in the world today. This is John 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So that's it, friend. The unspeakable love of God was manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ shedding His blood on Calvary's cross. And if you're ever going to be in God's heaven, it will be because you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And I know that I, for one, sure am thankful for the day in my own life that I realized that I was a poor lost sinner on my way to hell, and that even though I was a rebel creature of God, yet He loved me. Ah, that's grace, love, and mercy, my friend. And today I'm a child of God because I accepted His love in the person of His Son. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 we read, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Friend, are you a child of God today? Well, if not, according to the Bible, not according to Minor Hawk, but according to the Bible, you're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. Friend, who is your father? Who is your father? Is it God or is it the devil? Now, friend, as you listen out in Radio Land today, I wonder if each and every one of you can truthfully say that you're a child of God. Can you honestly say that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I hope you don't think that you're a child of God because you're a church member, or because you've been baptized, or because you're trying to lead a so-called good life. Listen, my friend, The salvation of your soul is not dependent upon anything you can do or say. It's all of grace from beginning to end. Yes, a sinner is saved by the sovereign and matchless electing grace of God, plus nothing. In Ephesians 2:8-9, here's what we read. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Again, we're told in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us. You know, it's unfortunate that so many people today think that they can reach heaven by their own efforts. Ah, my friend, the Bible makes it quite clear that you can only reach heaven through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. And as far as all your religious ritual and so-called good, clean living is concerned, God takes note of it. And he tells us in Isaiah 64:6, that ye are all as an unclean thing, and all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Friend, you can only be saved through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. The hymn writer puts it this way, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And back in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, we read that those already in heaven are singing, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. Yes, my friend, thank God for the precious blood of Christ, for without the shedding of that blood, there could be no remission for sin. Now, up till now, we've been telling you about God's unspeakable gift and his unspeakable love. But let's take a very brief look at the unspeakable life of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 9, we read, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That's his incarnation. That's the beginning. But my friend, while he traversed the scenes of time here on earth, he did always those things that pleased the Father. Twice we read that the window of heaven was open, and God declared that this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. In Hebrews 7 and verse 26 we read that he was holy, he was harmless, and he was undefiled. No, my friend, there was nothing sinful about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one who told the religious leaders of his day, which of ye convinceth me of sin? Again, he declared, the prince of this world cometh, meaning the devil, and hath no part in me. Now that leads us to his unspeakable death. His unspeakable death. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 we read, that God hath made him who knew no sin, meaning Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. In 1 Peter 2 and 24 we read that he did no sin, but he bare our sin in his own body on the tree. Again in 1 Peter 3 and verse 18 we're reading, for Christ also hath once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Friend, if you've never been saved or born again, spiritually speaking, you're a spiritual distant from God. And yet, my friend, if you'll trust in the shed blood of Christ, you can be brought back into a new and proper relationship with God in heaven. Now, I'll just take a moment to mention, too, that if you trust Christ as your Savior, you'll have unspeakable joy. We read there that ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But, my friend, I want to tell you this. If you're ever going to be saved, you'll have to be saved soon. Yes, the day of God's grace, love, and mercy is quickly drawing to a close. This might be the very last gospel message you'll ever hear. This time tomorrow, your body could be cold in death, and your soul down in the flames of hell. So, friend, if the Holy Spirit of God today is speaking to your soul and bringing before you your need of Christ as your own and personal Savior, I would plead with you not to put it off. In 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 we read, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Again, we're told over in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Friend, you have no guarantee that you'll ever see the light of another day. And some of you, I believe, have been hearing the gospel many, many times, and you're still unsaved. We're told in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 1, he that being often reproved or warned, hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed and that without remedy. Oh, friend, I plead with you today, in love for your soul and in view of eternity, to acknowledge that you're the sinner for whom Christ has died. Admit that you can't do a thing to save your own soul. And friend, if you could, there would have been no need for Jesus Christ dying at Calvary. And then, my friend, look by faith there to Calvary's cross, and there see the Lord Jesus Christ dying in your guilty room and in your stead. Yes, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And friend, if you do, according to God who cannot lie, you'll be saved for time, and thank God you'll be saved for all eternity. And remember, my friend, this is for eternity. Yes, this is for eternity. Father, we come to Thee again at the close of another radio broadcast, thanking Thee for extending the day of grace and praying Thy blessing upon the word just gone forth. May Thy Holy Spirit even now be bringing both conviction and conversion to the hearts and souls of those who are tuned in today who are yet outside of Christ. Pluck them as brands from the burning. Save them before it's eternally too late. For we ask it in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, friends, this concludes another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. And as I've mentioned many times, if I can be of any further help in pointing you to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be only too happy to do so. If you'd like to have some good basic and fundamental gospel tracts, I'll send some to you absolutely free and postpaid. Perhaps there's someone listening in today and you'd like to have a New Testament. Friend, I'll send you the New Testament scriptures, and again, absolutely free and without obligation to you, if you'll send me your name and address. Just send your name and address to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15134. The address again, if you'd like to have this free literature, you just write to the Voice of the Gospel, Post Office Box Number 6, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15134. I might add, too, that if there's someone listening in today and you'd like to have a copy of this radio message, I'll be glad to send you a cassette tape with this message as well as another half-hour radio gospel message on the other side if you'll just send me your name and address. This is absolutely free. There's no cost or obligation to you. I'll send the literature as well as a tape with two half-hour gospel messages on it if you'll send me your name and address. Now, friends, this does conclude another Voice of the Gospel broadcast. And until our next broadcast, Lord willing, this is your Voice of the Gospel speaker, Minor Hawk, wishing you and yours God's very richest blessing, which is salvation through faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Good day.